They assured me that I would also get such material. I just had to ask for it. I would definitely get it. Then the angel came to me. Truly, he had found me. I don't think he had to look for me for long. I had taken the material that was still available to me under my arm and simply walked away. I have now found a place with peaceful brothers and sisters. Now I asked him to bring me such colorful material. And this superior of mine said to me, I think, yes, the time could now be right. I want to bring you something like that too. Then I held him back by the hand and asked, why didn't you bring it to me sooner? I'm sure I would have created much more beautiful things for heaven if I had had this colorful material too. Then he said to me, no, I couldn't bring it to you earlier, because you are only now ready for me to bring it to you. And he drew my attention to the teachings we had been given at school, how you had to develop your thinking, change and gain insight before you could do more valuable work. Only then would you be given valuable material, whereas before, if you had not yet acquired these merits, you had to be satisfied with the coarse material, because it was attuned to the whole being, you would not have the opportunity to create something beautiful before then. That was how it had been explained to us at school. The more noble the material, the more elevated the being in question had to be, otherwise it would not be in harmony. A nobler, more elevated being would no longer process coarse material. But if you gave fine materials to a lesser being to process, that would be a shame, because it would waste these fine materials because it did not know their value. And that is why it is like this. Only when you have earned it through a change in thinking do you receive this better material. It then suits you much better, and you can then also appreciate this material in its value. You handle it carefully, because you know it is a precious commodity. That is the L, lighten my mood. I was very happy that I had changed places. I wasn't homesick for my husband. We had the opportunity to be together again, but I wanted to make him understand that I couldn't make any progress at his side and that he would have to find his own peace. The angel had allowed me to go, and I was happy with my new surroundings. Now I could also work on much more beautiful and valuable objects. And my siblings, who made such beautiful objects, told me about various things that I could do. And I did them. As I worked on these more valuable objects, I felt more and more delighted, I felt more and more blissful. Whereas I had previously been sad and depressed, actually about myself, I now felt cheerful and happy. And the work that I did made me very happy. Now I could let my imagination run wild, and I always thought to myself, perhaps this basket or this vessel is on a wonderful table in the home of a high angel, or it adorns the walls of his house, then he must also ask himself which hands made it. And perhaps he will look for me, perhaps this angelic being will inquire who made these objects and come to me and give me a compliment. And then, when the being comes to me and says to me, you did that beautifully, oh, what a wonderful feeling that must be, not because of the compliment, but because of the honor, to be praised in heaven. Yes, I always expected that in secret. So I worked like this for a long time, how long I don't know. My work made me happy, although I knew, my husband is not far from where I am, and he is still doing the same menial work. He is still making the same misshapen baskets and has still not come to the realization that heaven wants to demand more beautiful work from you. I started to pray for him. We then met again in the temple, and he asked me to come back, because my place was at his side. The angel had led me to him first, and I had no right to leave him. I should come back again. He commanded me to do so. Then I said to him, I am not coming back, because I cannot do the work I am doing now with you. And quite apart from that, the angel has allowed me to go. And if you do not want to believe me, I will come to you with him and tell you in front of him, and he will confirm that I had the right to leave you. He only half listened, and when he left he called out to me that he had told me where my place was and that he expected me to come back. Then I told the angel this and said to him, you have allowed me to change my place. Do I really have to go back? And who do I have to obey? Should I go back to him or can I stay with the others? or can I help him if I go back? And the angel replied, wait a little longer, I will draw your attention to something at some point, I will try to send another spirit of God to him to talk to him. I thanked him for this and I was happy to do something for my husband, but I did not want to always be at his side. Then the moment came when our daughter visited me. She came accompanied by a beautiful angel. I had just finished various jobs and was overjoyed with everything I had accomplished, because the work had given me so much joy, and I felt so blessed and happy while doing it. I had noticed that the angel who had always fetched my work had no longer come by at the same rhythm, and so I now had quite a lot of work together, nothing had been taken away. And now my daughter and this beautiful angel came and they took these objects in their hands, looked at them, and they found them very beautiful. Then this sublime angel said to my daughter, I think we could take your mother away from here. And my daughter beamed and she stretched out both hands to me to receive me and lead me away. Then this angel said, yes, we will take her with us right away, but we will go to that place first. We knew what that meant, and the daughter said, yes, we will stop by at father's. So we went to him. When he saw us, he dropped his work and was amazed. I never knew whether he was amazed that I came, accompanied by this beautiful angel and daughter, or whether he was amazed at the wonderful appearance of this sublime being. In any case, I say, he didn't do much. Then the angel walked around him, we stood in front of him, and I too looked at his work, it was still the same. The angel lifted up a basket and then asked me, Emma, what do you think? What can we use all these many, many baskets for? And I said, I have no idea. I just regret that they aren't made more beautifully. And the angel said, oh, that doesn't matter, they will just be given to where they won't be particularly appreciated. He does what he can, and that's all he can do. When he has matured in his soul, there will also be a change in his work, but for now he can't. My husband listened to these words and they resonated in him, he can't. And, these baskets will be taken to where they won't be particularly appreciated. He didn't like these words. Then he said to the angel, can you perhaps teach me this craft better? And the angel replied, no, I cannot, I am not a master of this art. Well, he said, I am just doing it to the best of my ability. Yes, replied this high angel, if you change your nature, if you become more peaceful, then you will also do better work, and he added, why are you all alone? Look around you, everyone is working together in groups and can talk to each other in peace. Why are you alone? My husband answered, because the others are arguing with me. Then the angel replied, go now and find a place for yourself. Go to them and ask them whether they will take you in, whether you can work with them. And he continued, I will give you some good advice. Don't talk much. Because if you don't talk much, you won't get into arguments with them. Then my husband went and looked around at these siblings, went from one to the other, and it seemed to us that he was having trouble finding someone who was right for him. But finally he went back to his place, got everything that was ready, put it under his arm and went to them and asked, can I be with you? You still have room. And full of joy and enthusiasm they welcomed him and said, of course, we have enough room, you can work with us. And one of them, I saw it, said to him, show us your work, what are you doing there? And my husband showed his basket. Are you still doing the same work? They asked him, and he had to say yes. Then they said to him, then it is finally time for you to do something other than just weaving these baskets. Well, he was ready, it seems to us, to accept something from these brothers and sisters. They said to him, now watch how we weave, it is probably nicer things than what you do. Heaven must be pleased with our work. You know that what you have done is not particularly pleasing to anyone, nor is it appreciated at all. But we want our work to be admired. And so he had to learn from these others. The angel agreed that my husband should now be taught this craft from scratch, so to speak. So he had to adapt and it was possible for him to do better work. He then took this advice. He really made an effort, because he was ashamed. I could see it, that he had not progressed. Because he knew exactly that I was now leaving again with the daughter and with this high angel, and he was left alone. But he had also learned at school that you have to work your way up and change, and that a job, if given to you, should be done to the satisfaction of the heavenly world. So he finally made more effort, and I was allowed to leave this sphere. But then I agreed with my daughter to help the father. We have to help him. But on the other hand, we also saw that he simply had to go down this path. We couldn't really help him much. We were very happy that he now felt comfortable with others, that he shared their conversations and no longer quarreled but became more content. He had also, as we could see, done better work. So he just had to go down this path slowly. Now he could rise from one place to a better one, and he was then able to do something better all the time. At that time, when we returned to the world beyond, we had reached the same sphere of ascent together, but I worked my way up faster than he did. He needed more time than I did. I got away faster. But I never forgot him. I always prayed for him and visited him again. I gave him inspiration, tips on his work, and I explained to him about the wonderful love, about this subtlety in the higher world, how great the attention and kindness towards one another is. And it was quite obvious to me that he never belonged in this sphere, because he could not live in this kindness. He still had to get rid of his restlessness. He had to become more balanced. He also had to become happy, so he had a longer way to go. Personally, none of this seemed so difficult to me, and from the very beginning I had the desire to do good work. Now I would like to tell you something about the world I entered, into which I was led. My daughter was not with me, she was still far above me. But she came to me very, very often and brought me lots of news and updates, and I was always amazed. The lessons at school have not stopped, even though I have moved into a better world. There was still a lot that needed to be taught. But the greatest joy came to me when my daughter came and brought me news from her heaven. And I, for my part, then passed on what the daughter had told me. And so many people came and gathered around me and always wanted to hear the latest news from the high heavens. Full of curiosity, I too went to other siblings, who had also received visits from above, again from a completely different heaven, where they lived in completely different circumstances. These visitors also brought news and told us about life in their world. And so we were able to get a picture of each other. We then got together in larger groups and told each other what we had heard from our own people who were above us. In this way we gained more and more insight into the high heavens and also became more and more curious. But this curiosity also gave us a certain energy and a certain joy in our work. We always wanted to create something more beautiful. We wanted to please heaven, because we wanted to climb up. And we also wanted to fulfill the tasks we were given in school. We studied hard, we quizzed each other about what we had been taught. One of us had missed something and the other knew it much better, so we compensated each other. But I would like to say the following about the work I did in this beautiful world. The angel who led me there at the time said to me, "You have been weaving long enough. Now that you have an artistic sense, we would like to try to teach you to paint and to put the colors together with you. But we also want to try to teach you a little music. And then you should try to draw, to paint in the beautiful colors that heaven has. We still have many, many materials with which we can draw and paint, with which we can do work by hand that is of great value in heaven." The angel spoke to me like this, and he made me understand that we must awaken and develop the talents that lie dormant within us, and that there is competition in heaven to create beautiful things. Yes, that is how I started. I started drawing, then painting with colors. I started to be interested in music, I looked for sounds and I tried to play an instrument. I found this world so wonderful. Wherever you went, sounds came towards you, so to speak. It was fine music. And I was then told why I was receiving such sounds in this sphere where I was now staying, that this was for my instruction, but that I could also enter a heaven where the sounds would then be expressed through the use of certain instruments, whereby a wonderful, finely tuned music would be put together. Actually, one could only speak of high art in heaven. But I also saw how far I still had to go to penetrate the many secrets. And so I had only one wish, never to have to leave this world again. In the meantime, I had also tried to help my former partner to advance. My daughter did this too from time to time. We then went to him and taught him. We were happy to see that he was becoming more and more receptive, that he had given up his argumentative nature and was ready to listen to us, and that he no longer saw in me the woman he had been next to him on earth and who he had commanded. He also had a different relationship with his daughter, with both of us. All of us together no longer had the feeling of husband and wife and daughter, but we were simply brothers and sisters. We cannot say that the family bond had been broken. We still had a feeling of great togetherness, but we felt like brother and sister to each other. And so we helped each other. My daughter had made my way up easier, and she had also continued to teach me. She would come to me and tell me about the beauties of heaven, and at the same time explain the divine laws. We, not only myself, but also the other siblings, then also realized how to behave and what to do, how to align ourselves. And I, for my part, then went to my former partner and did to him the same thing that had been done to us. I could not speak of the great splendor of heaven, he would not have understood that yet, but I told him what was in my world, and there was just enough for him to marvel at and listen to. And so I had the opportunity to support him and guide him until the time came when we could all count ourselves lucky, even if we lived apart. Because we were no longer together, but we visited each other from time to time. We gave each other attention, especially to those who needed it. We wanted to make their path easier and bring them joy. That was how I experienced the heavenly world. That was how I once came to the same level as my husband when I entered the world beyond, but I was of good will and I worked my way up. And it had also become clear to me that I had not made any progress during my lifetime because I had been prevented from doing so. But now in the world beyond I tried with all my zeal to make progress, but I had not forgotten my husband, I still supported him. But he had a longer path, for a long time he did not want to accept what he was told, while I was immediately ready to follow it, and because I simply felt what I had to do. I had felt such relief when I laid down my earthly body, and I had the impression that I should know much more, I just had to try to bring this knowledge out again. I also had the feeling that I could achieve much more, I just had to try. And by giving everything that was locked away in my innermost being the opportunity to unfold, I was also able to draw on the strength. And the high heavenly world, by which I mean the angels, made it clear that one could follow this surge. And I was well guided. And so my time of purification was actually not a particularly bad time. I had certainly done many things wrong in life, but heaven also forgives many things. And if one is prepared to obey and immediately join in with the order, then one shortens the path. But if one does not do so, one takes a long detour. But now am I told that I should explain to you what my husband's baskets were used for. He had made them in countless numbers, so to speak, and they were all made of a very heavy material, but they were all needed. These baskets were taken to the animal paradise. There, various kinds of animals took possession of them, they made their home in such a basket, so to speak. These smaller animals, there are so many of them, were given these baskets as a home, and they did not look at whether they were made a little more finely or a little more roughly, they did not understand this. What was important to them was the home. And these animals were thus given joy. Now, dear brothers and sisters, I have given you an insight. I am returning again, leaving you all to the blessing and protection of God. Greetings from God. End of the recording. Edition from the first publication in the magazine Guy's Tige Welt, following Emma's report of her experience. Spirit teacher Joseph answered questions about what had been said. A listener asked about the material that was available to the beings in this purification stage for weaving and from which sounds could apparently be coaxed. Joseph, it was in the feeling of this soul that it sensed color and sound, the vibration, in the structure of this matter. Such a being then has the feeling that it could coax some kind of sound out of it, although one should not imagine fine music. When asked whether one could really still speak of matter there, Joseph replied, yes, in the lower spheres there is still coarse matter. If, for example, one speaks of a chair or a place to lie down, then that is nothing to be astonished about. These things are still somewhat earthy here, just as the beings in the lower stages are still bound to the coarse. They themselves still have so much heaviness attached to them. So in the lower spheres this heavy matter is still present, while with the ascent the matter becomes ever finer, just as the soul purifies itself and the appearance of a being becomes more refined in its entirety, expression. Everything becomes finer. But the deeper down, the heavier, darker and more misshapen everything is. So what you have on earth is only a reflection or a shadow of what is in heaven. Report of the ascending spirit being Emma and answers to questions from spirit teacher Joseph by mediator Beatrice Brunner in the hall on Mar 1 Quarten Kaldenstress, Zurich. Original, Eon tape recording and first publication in the magazine Geistige Welt. The end of these two, old, but timeless, vintages of the journal. The next one is in a separate file, Reports of Experiences 1964-1965.